She was in the day to be asking more.
Right, good evening everyone. I hope you had all a good holiday. And all refreshed into a new Zman, a new Elul Zman. And I want to go straight into the Shaila of when people light candles. They want to light candles in the best possible way. Don't forget, they want to get the Milo of Chazal. Chazal give the Haftocha. Everyone's looking for skulas, for children. Good children, people look for skulas and do all sorts of things. And Chazal give its skula, Rogel B'nei, Havonlei Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. Rashi says it's referring to both Nei Chanukah and also Nei Shabbos. And like the Rishonim say, if a person does it properly with like all the halacha, then he gets the Haftocha Chazal, whatever that means. Already some Achreinim, the Levush asks that, why only children? What about himself? Will he not get a bracha? And he says, Kol Shekin, he'll get a bracha, that he'll be a Talmud Chacham. Either way, someone wants to light Neiris. So on a normal Shabbos, it's very straightforward. We all see how Neiris was done in the previous generation. There's no questions really. You just light the candles and off you go. The question is, it starts getting tricky. People eat out a lot. Very, very common, more common probably in the winter, where there's many hours a lot of times, and you're eating out, whether it's by a simcha, whether it's by a friend. And the shaila is, where to light? Is there a mile to light in your house? Sometimes you want to light in your house. You don't want to be stuck. Well, your wife doesn't want to be stuck by the host for while they're davening the long mariv and sometimes shtiffy, the mother-in-law, they want to keep away and then come fresh by the meal. Or faket, you want to dafka light there because you don't want to schlep all the way afterwards, all the way to Presswich. So how do you swing the whole thing? And really, the question is very, I think it's important, before we get straight into that, I think it's worth analysing what's going on when we light candles. One halacha shtema furash, that when you light candles, you have to benefit from the candles that you light, which is completely the opposite to Chanukah. By Chanukah state, ein lonu reshus leishtamash bem ela zeroisim bilvad, whereas when it comes to adkidekach, all the poskim discuss, is it called benefiting by taking a picture? Is that called benefiting that you see the candles? Maybe it's a shiloh, maybe you can't take a photo by you with the candles because you're benefiting from the candles near Chanukah. Sure, the poskim say that's okay, but you can see that certainly you can't be nene from it. We put a shamash there to show what benefits from the shamash. Well, that's the sugang when it comes to Chanukah. It comes to Shabbos, Adarabba, we're trying to focus to make sure you're getting benefit from the candles. And that's very nice in the good old days, before 150 years ago, before there was any lights around, proper lights. It was straightforward. You light candles, you got some light. You don't light candles, och and vey. There's no shalom bayis in the house. People can get upset, people can hurt themselves even a little bit. They can get them upset. And Chazal say, when it comes to Shabbos, we have to have shalom bayis. So shalom bayis just means in a good spirit that there's no going to be major pitfalls. And therefore Chazal said, this thing of lighting candles. Here comes the Shaila, where you have already lights in the house. You have a good old house, and let's say someone lit before you. Your sister-in-law came, and she lit before you, and then your wife wants the light. We're going to get to the candle, this is where we're heading to, but I want to start slowly. Where the Shulchan Aruch speaks about what happens when you have Shnayim or Shlosha Bale Batim. You have two or three ladies that want a light. The first person lit, so now you've got beautiful lights, and she lights, let's say, she has a minute to light seven, or can feed how many children. So she's already lit in her corner, and now the Shulchan Aruch discusses what is with the second lady that wants the light. How can the second lady make a bracha on her hadlaka? There's already a few candles on the other side of the room, and now the room is already lit. Go, just imagine in the shtetl, the good old houses, you've got already a few candles and the whole room is light. So Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the second lady shall not make a bracha. Zeshtein Shulchan Aruch, just read it. Shnayim shlisha balabatim. Oichlim b'mokim echad. Yesh emim shekol echad mavarech. Ve'yesh megam mekim b'dava. Some are not happy about it. V'nochin lizoy b'sofet brachas. And therefore only one should make a bracha and be moitzi the others. Why? Because we're scared that the second one is not achieving anything. There's light already from the first person. So maybe together, maybe there's a shtick, but either way, the Ramah takes on not like the Mechaba. The Ramah says, "Aval onu ein noyagin kein." The Ramah assures us, and he says that it's not a problem because the chol madim itoysef oira, any additional neir is called hanor. As we call it, the person call it tosefes hanor is called hanor. Adding light adds to the festivity where you are, and therefore it's considered more nearest, the more better it is, more geshmak is, and therefore the remor, again, Shulchan Aruch, not so poshut. I remember hearing from many Svadish Apostkim, not so poshut. Bavad Yosef Bechlolam, he holds he can't make a bracha, the second one. If I remember hearing when I was in a barber shop in Eretz Yisrael, so what do you hear in a barber shop in Eretz Yisrael? you hear the radio, which you hear from the person who's got the radio on, from Rav David Yosef, from Rav Ophir Malka, from all the big poskim in Eretz Yisrael, and they have live shailas coming in, and you have ladies asking a shaila, can you, my shailas, can I listen to it without my couple, when I'm showing us other shailas? So obviously you can, but it's a nicer. These are the shailas that go through, and there are many shittas that hold taka. If there's any lights in the room, a lady cannot make a broch on it. But the nicer, we pass it at the remote that you can. That's the easy one. Oh, we're going to get there. You can see I'm going slowly, because now I'm going to come to light. So it's very clear that if there's a few candles in the corner, and you want to come and add another few candles next to it, it's okay, because every additional light adds to the festivity. That's what Azor Shleim Mishnah Berurah. Very nice. That we want to cover. A lot of Heinzikas. Now is where you open the Heinzikas Svarim. You close the Mishnah, you open the Mishnah Berurah, by the time you finish with it, there's nothing more to add. Finish is very, very straightforward. The Heinzikas Svarim are very busy, that you have Kanai Nahora, the lights that are very, very bright. Go to any old property, you'll see around the country. Go to Swinton, you buy one of these old properties, you see the good old days, how they lived was one of these old bulbs. And upstairs you got another bulb upstairs. You get altogether probably have about five bulbs. And that's even the good old bulbs, it produced a lot of light. Kol Shekin, when you have anyone redoing their property, someone just told me he has 200 spotlights in his downstairs. He's only got two floors, and he's got 200 spotlights in his house. So you can imagine, you come inside, it's enormously bright. And the question is, are we already putting it too far when the Ramal told us you could be Mekel, to be Moisek Meir, when you add another candle, it's called Tosefes Hanor, it's called Hanor, Tosefes O is called O. Are we pushing our boundaries by, let's say, Kenanah, I think this room is very, very bright. The Be'er Moshe says, when you have an extremely lit room, and you come along and say, I've lit Neiris, and you make a brocha, and the husband comes in, you know, a new hall, comes to a Sheva Brochas, and says, did he light? So you even have to ask your wife, have you lit? And where are the candles? It's on that side, you can't see, and you can't even find the candles, right? So the Be'er Moshe wants to say, perhaps this is not included in when the Ramah told you that Tosefes O is called O. This is the Chumrah that you find that Heinzikas talk about. It's Begeder Chumrah. They say Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe Feinstein did it. They were Makayim, what mean is that in order to avoid the Chumrah, if you want to get this Chumrah that someone Mafakvik on, and they say this is not called Oyer, right. They switched off the light before they lit, and switched it on again before they lit, so they switched off and switched on, and then they lit the candles, so that when they switched on the candle, the electric lights, the electric lights was part of their hadlaka, then continued afterwards with their lighting candles, and then made the bracha. That's how the Machmirim suggested that if you come to your dining room is Kananaha very well lit, and in the corner you light Neiris. So there were poskim Begeder Chumrah that held that this is already not called Tosefes Oyer, this is like nothing. And therefore they suggested switching off the lights, the dining room lights before, switching it off on again. That's part of the Adlocker, and part two of the Adlocker is actually your Neiris, make a Brocha, and then the Brocha goes on everything. That is what is brought down. Sorry? So at least you have the backup. You have the backup that your brocha is going on everything you did. You can make a brocha. Rove post can hold. You can make a brocha on electric lights. That's the emes. Rav Eliashiv held. You can make it. The Har Tzvi held. You can make a brocha on electric lights. It's only by Havdalah they didn't like. Oh, they all ask this kasha. Rav Shlomo Zalman already asked this kasha. Why bother with the candles? And they all say we have to stick to tradition. You know, we are very, very into tradition. Every time we say Yikum Purukum on Shabbos, we're giving a bracha to the Badiba Bovel, Dayonu Bovel, right? I'm not sure how many people are in Iraq and Iran these days, right? How many, when we say Yikum Purukum, again, we're still giving brachas to the people in Bovel. Again, we like the tradition. Klal Yisrael go on tradition, and therefore Ramesha writes, and Rosh Hashanah writes, that Be'etzem, the Ikka Lokas Neiris could really be on the electric lights because they're so bright. But really, we can't change the minig not to light the candles. Therefore, if you want to get the chumrah, again, the chumrah, because most person will say, make out into a sefer, or it's called oil, it doesn't matter, even if you have electric lights, even if you have very powerful lights. Let's move on from this topic, because this is begad chumrah. Those who want to take on. Those who don't take on. This is not our topic tonight. Our topic tonight is, with this understanding, we can understand the shaila when a person is not eating at home. Eating at home, straightforward. You do the chumrah, do it. Don't do the chumrah, just light as normal, at least. You're eating there, and it adds to the festivity. Yeshayim in the Asterit, finish, end of story. However, when you plan to light at home, and you plan to go and eat in place B, you plan to go to a Shavuot, you plan to go to your brother-in-law, where there, you don't want to, let's say you don't want to light, if you light over there, that's fine. There's no problem with it because you can go there before Shabbos, light over there. And then you have the same heter that you have that when you're lighting at home, then you have electrical lights on, you say Tosas Oy is called Oy, and therefore you can light at home even though there's lights on. So too, when you go to your brother-in-law's house, he's got lights on, maybe his wife is ready lit, doesn't matter, you can come along with your two candles, and that could also be considered as your Hadlokas Neiros. You're nene from it. You're benefiting from those candles. However, if you prefer to light at home, you light at home, the electric light's on, and then you go out for a couple of hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, you come back home, even if the lights are still lit, the question is that considered that you're benefiting from lights? Why shouldn't it be?
With the shtick of this, you're amazing.
Why? Yesh Oimrim, that this shtick of Tosefes Oy is called Oy, that additional light is called benefiting, some hold, and these are very strong poskim, it only applies at the time of eating. When a person is sitting to a meal, then we apply the heter of Tosefes Oy is called Oy, and every additional light adds to the festivity, adds to the geschmackai, that's when we see it. However, a suda, dafka suda, the ponomiris rises. However, where you're not eating a suda, wait, if you're not having a suda there, you're just coming home and taking off your jacket, maybe looking at, maybe just roaming around a little bit, calming down from the long meal, and then going upstairs to bed. If you're not actually sitting and eating in the dining room, so then you've got a bit of a problem with Yesha Imrim, that you don't apply the rule of Tisefas or is called Oyr, and since when you lit, you had candles, you had the electric lights were on, right? So then you're Moisif Oyr, but that rule of Tisefas or is called Oyr is only applicable, according to the main poskim, only B'Shas Achila. But if you're not planning to eat anything when you come home, I don't believe people are planning to wash when you come home. But if you have a mazonis, a lot of places are okay with that. Moshe Stenbach quotes the Chazanish, the attacker Chazanish said, you can come home and you can have a kazayas of mazonis. That would be fine. In the winter, it's quite easy. You come home, you cut yourself a piece of cake after a big meal. Say that you have another piece of cake. One spouse is enough, or one of the members of the family is enough. One person is enough to have that. And that would be okay to come home. That's called benefit. At least that's called B'Shas Achila. But the ponomiris, but not to eat at all, the ponomiris holds, Shachuva brings it down already, that ponomiris speaks about ladies lighting in the shul, where they want to light a shul, they want to mekayim the mitzvah in shul. So the ponomiris says, if there's no other lights, if there is another light on, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. And they all ask, what about the Ramon who tells you Tosefes Oy is called Oy? So they explain the ponomiris to say that that's because you're not eating there. But if a person, so only when a person is eating there do you apply the rule to Tosefes Oy. But many poskim hold that if you're not eating there, you don't apply that rule. Therefore, if you want to light at home, there's two options. Either to make sure that you eat when you come home, obviously the light has to be lit. Obviously you're going to have to get there. Now you can get Kanan Hor, you can get 8 hours. I saw in the shop, 8 hour tea lights. 4 hours are always new. But you can get 5 hours and you can get 8 hours. 9 hours? I haven't seen 9 hours. I've seen the 8 hour ones. IKEA, you're saying IKEA? A local shop, 8 hours. It can be a little ready when you wake up. So what I'm saying is, so the option is that you can have, sorry? No. A suda, the poets can say, is considered, some hold you have to have a real suda, but already, Rabbi Yashua held there should be an emissary suda, but a lot of poets were makel, and Falk was makel already, many poets were makel on this point. Chaznish, to have a mazonis is also okay, that's called your suda, and then you can apply the real. Anyone who's included in the mitzvah, that's an interesting point. Could there be, let's just finish off the Eta again. So the Eta is that to make sure that the Neiros are lit when you come home, and then you eat something when you come home. Again, some person will tell you it doesn't matter, Tosefes Oy applies even if you're not eating, again, but if you want to be Yota, all the shittest, then certainly it's a good idea to eat something when you come home. It's enough that one spouse is, or someone, shackle's not enough, has to be Mazonis, or Hamotzi. No, the person say it has to be a Mazonis, so at least with the Mazonis, at least there's a Tzad that's Hamotzi, so then there could be Yota with that. Near enough. I must tell you that I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I think I've said this story before. I was in Eretz Yisrael, one of the hotels, as a younger man, and we were there in one of the hotels. I think it was Galit Sons, and they had a lighting area which was quite far away. The foyer, yeah. So everyone's lighting over there. This is the big place. The place I'm saying is a brochel of Atola. So in the middle of the meal, I knew then already that you have to be nene from the lights. So I took my part of my bagel. the bagel that they gave there, and I took it. I told my wife, I'm just going for a couple of minutes to have a kazayis near the candles there. So I went there and I saw another younger man. I recognized him from the mirror somewhere there, and he was doing the same thing. So it gave me a reassurance that I had a bit of company there, that he was also took his bagel there to eat some challah. No. So it doesn't help for the people which are not under your chiyuv. So the fact that he one person, it only helps for the person who was in your group of the adlokah. There's riots for this. So anyway, there's so much to say over here. But all I can say is that certainly our main focus is to make sure you're benefiting from the light. So if you're eating out and you want to light where you're eating, adarab, there's no problem to light there. We pass on the ramal. Tosefta always called doy, at least when you eat. But the problem is when you light at home, and you have to make sure to either eat when you come back, Amazonas, or the other option could be, is if you switch off the lights before the adlocker, switch it on again, and then light at home, then after Zim Ebrocha. Now that you've created all the lights in the dining room, so then it's not Tisafis, you've actually created as part of your adlocker the entire light in your dining room. And to ask the kach that if not for your adlocker, meaning the adlockers, the electric lights and the lights that you lit, then it will be pretty not geschmack. You could stumble on something. So then, and you're taking off your jacket, you're putting your hat on the table. So then you've created the whole light in the dining room. That's taka okay. Then that's
even
obviously
if
okay.
Off.
Even if
your candles are off, then
yeah. And the Emma says even if your candles are off, then. But people like to try and make the minug. Don't forget if your whole hanor is coming from the fact when you come home, you want to try and get the minig, chavis is episode minig to have candles as well. But strictly speaking, you're 100% right. These things are crucial. However, it sounds a bit funny, these concepts, but again, they're new concepts because of this electric lights that we have. But these things are extremely crucial to know when a person goes to eat out. He wants to light at home, matoiv. But to make sure, either you're doing one or two options, either to make sure when you come home you're eating a kazayis of mazonis at least, but near the nearest, one of you, or you create all the light in the dining room or in the study, thereby you have now created all the light, so Leikosha Beitz Pavonim implies that at least in that room is there as well.
I had this.
And then you won't need to eat. That's again, this Eitzah, the second Eitzah is you don't need to eat because you've created all the light. If you create all the light, you don't need to come on to eating. You've had your meal.
Yeah, but you should go into the room.
Oh, sure, you'd have to benefit in a way, and you walk around once, it's already enough that you're not going to stumble. Oh, you create the light by switching off all the lights in the dining room, or even in the hall if it brings in light from the hall, and then switch it on again, and then you've created all the lights over in the area. Then you don't need to eat because you've created all the lights. Don't forget, Chazal wanted you to be light. So now you've created all the lights. That's enough to make a brocha. It's only when you wanted to use added lights, which we question that, and we say only works from Shas Achila, that's when you'll need to eat. So if you didn't bother switching off the lights before you went, then you'd have to make sure to eat something when you come back. So that's a very important halacha when we get to this. Wow, I think we're going to have to make a second point because it's so crucial halachas. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
The next halacha is, can you travel after the dog's name?
Yes, and that's why I was trying to confirm it.